And breaking this hour, a 30-year-old Athens, Georgia man is in a local hospital recovering from two gunshot wounds after an altercation with local police. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, this morning at around 4:30 a.m. at the Easy Quick Shop convenience store on Highway 78 in Villarrica, a Villarrica police officer discharged his weapon twice at the man. GBI Special Agent in Charge Chris DeMarco said that Villarrica police officers responded to an alarm at the Easy Quick Shop convenience store on Highway 78. Upon arrival, a male subject was seen pumping air into his tires. One officer asked for information from the subject. While checking the information, the subject entered his vehicle and drove towards the officers.
He came forward towards one of the officers. One of the officers actually discharged his weapon twice. We now know he struck the individual twice. The subject, when he went forward, he struck both police vehicles. You can see one of them right here behind me. He struck one of the police vehicles.
The suspect then fled. A short chase ensued until police lost track of the vehicle. At around 10:45 a.m., the vehicle was found 5 miles from the convenience store. Authorities eventually located the man on Jennifer Lane. He had two gunshot wounds. He was in stable condition and was transported to a local hospital. The male subject has been identified as D. James Daigle. According to GBI, Daigle did have two active warrants, one for a failure to appear on a forgery charge and one for possession of methamphetamines. He now faces additional meth-related and aggravated assault charges. And also breaking this hour, a fatal car crash involving three vehicles occurring at around 6:50 a.m. on Georgia 166 outside of Bowdoin. A 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling east on Georgia 166 on the wrong side of the roadway in the left lane for westbound traffic, while a 2018 Ford Escape was traveling west on Georgia 166 in the left lane when they had a head-on collision. A third vehicle, a 2014 Nissan Altima, subsequently rear-ended the Escape. Both Linda Word, 74, of Bowdoin, and Audie Lewis, 69, of Carrollton, were fatally injured after the head-on collision. The driver of the Altima, Wesley Dothard, 27, of Carrollton, was injured, but not life-threatening. The Georgia State Patrol will continue to investigate this collision. I'm Luke Lugert. Villarrica Mayor Jeffries this week said the Georgia Department of Transportation and Norfolk Southern are discussing a potential project that would reroute truck traffic from downtown.
Basically, what we're looking at is the possibility of rerouting Highway 61 through town, especially right here where this bottleneck is, where the trucks make this U-turn, basically. There's another alternative that we're looking at, and we're running that by GDOT and by the railroad. And we've got buy-in from both to look at it because they want Chief Street closed. That's their ultimate goal, to at least make it safer.
The potential project could be the best option for residents and merchants frustrated with truck traffic while they continue to wait for progress on the seemingly delayed North Loop bypass. While city officials wait on GDOT and the railroad to determine the feasibility of this new plan, they have decided to delay further work on the new Welcome Center, as the property could be affected by the rerouting plan.
Not sure at this point whether it's going to involve all of the Welcome Center or perhaps even any of the Welcome Center, but it's close enough where we at least need to stop the progress on that until we find out if it's even doable yet.
The city held a groundbreaking ceremony for that Welcome Center last summer. A $20,000 bond has been set for a Carrollton woman accused of cutting her teenage son's face with a table knife while they sat at a dining table this week. The 17-year-old victim telling police that he and his 33-year-old mother got into an argument about him sharing his food. At one point, the mother grabbing a small gold fold-out pocket knife from the table, then holding the knife to the teen's face, causing a small cut. The mother then allegedly suggested she would harm her son further if he did not leave. He instead called 911. Officers arrived and interviewed the male victim and his 14-year-old sister, who was also in the room. The victim declined to have his mother charged. However, the alleged incident falls under the Family Violence Act, and the mother was placed under arrest. She faces charges of aggravated assault, first-degree cruelty to children, and two counts of third-degree cruelty to children. You could say that brewing is a family tradition. Greg Smith, founder and owner of Printer's Ale, is the great-great-great-grandson of a German brewer, and Smith has brought that family tradition to Carrollton. And Printer's Ale Manufacturing is celebrating its first birthday this Saturday, which will mark a year of great success. But the success does not surprise taproom manager Dylan Beaumont.
On a personal level, I think we have really good beer. And, you know, all people have to do is taste it to see that.
Printer's Ale Taproom and Brewery is located in the back of their sister company, Print Specialties. And Beaumont says that it is perfect for people getting off work who want to enjoy a good beer.
The main bulk of our customers are kind of in the 30 to 50-ish age range. We do get some younger folks from the college. We have a beautiful outside space. You know, the inside's cool too. And I like to keep it pretty chill because, you know, people are coming to taste good beers. And, you know, I like to keep it relaxed.
An all-day anniversary event will feature live music, food trucks, and over 20 beers, including anniversary exclusive brews. Another sanitary sewer spill happening in Harrelson County on Monday, according to the Tallapoosa WPCP. The location of the spill of 800 gallons of raw sewage was on a private residence with a lake attached. This marks the fourth spill in the county since December. Both WPCP manager Hollis Hale and Tallapoosa city manager Philip Edson says this is an abnormal amount for the county. Power outages to sewage pump stations seem to be the main issue, says Edson.
Started in December with the snow, and then we've had a lot of rain, a lot of high winds, and we've experienced a lot of power outages in the last two or three months that we normally don't experience, and it's caused some issues with pumping.
Edson says that having backup generators for all 17 sewage pumps is an unrealistic option, but says the response time to the spill is most crucial. Hale says that the cleanup effort is underway and a spill report will be sent to the State Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Protection. Secretary of State candidate Josh McCoon courted prospective voters in Villarica yesterday, but before he did, he spoke with WLBB's Community Voice about why he stands above as a candidate for the office that specializes in elections.
I've done quite a bit of law practice in the area of election law. I've handled election contests. I've handled ballot access cases. So I have a really clear understanding of how Georgia election law and federal election law work together. Secretaries of state around the country have been sued quite often. And so I think it's really important to have a lawyer in this job who understands how election law works.
McCoon, a Republican state senator from Columbus, has served since 2011 and will appear on the Secretary of State Republican primary ballot on May 22nd. For more information, that interview has been posted to our website. I'm Luke Lugert reporting.